Okay, let's have a break. So you need to allocate time wisely. That's what you need to do. Not easy to do.
Yeah.
And there's a danger that you could spend way too much time in an account, because you might get in there and feel comfortable, and you're doing a good job and you're helping, but you're not using your time as wisely.
Yeah.
So you need to think about it, and you could sit down with your boss and say, hey, you know, Mitchell was talking about this kind of thing. How much time do you want me to spend in these accounts? And then, you know, try to get that out. And there is nobody that can go into an account and say, I'm going to be in here for 120 minutes and walk in and walk out. This doesn't work that way. Got to make sure you're out on the road early. So when you get to that first call, you got a little more flexibility. The idea with this is to spend our time in the territory based upon either the potential that's there or the sales that we get out of the territory. So if you've got three states, maybe that's simpler to think about it. Let's say you had Michigan, Indiana, and Ohio, and let's say you had 100 million potential in Michigan and 1 million potential in Ohio and 1 million in Indiana. But on the basis of potential, you might want to spend all your time in Michigan, because 100 million potential in Michigan, you know, versus 1 million in each of Indiana and Ohio, you would spend all your time in Michigan. But what if you didn't have any sales at all in Michigan? So there's huge potential in Michigan, but you don't have any sales at all. Let's say you had 500,000 in Ohio and 500,000 in Indiana. You'd have to go down to Michigan and Indiana because you had sales in those areas. So, you know, that's why you got to look at potential and you got to look at sales. And it's a judgment. You figure out what the potential is, and then you figure out some percentage that is of your overall territory, and that's the percentage that you're going to use to spend your time there. Now, if you're in a situation where you don't know what your account potential is, then you need to get a hold of Earl, because he can help you find it. In the computer, there's something in there. And you say, well, those numbers are all old. Well, they may be old, but they're better than none. You start from there.
You got to take what you got and clean it up as you go.
And here's a couple ways to get to potential. You can count the number of machines that are in there. You can count the number of shifts. And you just write that down. And somewhere along the line, somebody is going to tell you, we spend X amount of millions of dollars worth of stuff on this thing. And you say, okay, how many machines do you have? And so forth. And how many employees? And a basis of number of machines and number of employees, you ought to be able to determine what their potential is pretty close.
I did that.
Yes.
The accounts I'm in that I know, I calculated how many headcount per dollar set per dollar car buy per year.
Right.
And local industrial directories based on employees.
Right, right.
Similar work that these accounts do, that's probably the same amount of money.
Right. So, I mean, but the idea is, you just don't want to be going out there haphazardly and making calls on accounts that aren't going to produce a good return on your time, the investment of your time. Not sure exactly whether we spent enough time on that exercise or not. But David, I'll be happy to help you one-on-one or whatever I can do. You know, and you could call me or email me or fax me or whatever, these things, and I'll help you work through on the phone or whatever, get your potentials in there. The main thing is, if you can get that page that is in the worksheet there, number 76, page 76, if you can get that thing straightened out, what that's going to tell you is, in each area, and we've got three areas here, we've divided our territory into three areas, and this will help us determine what percentage of our time we should spend in each area. You're going to end up with a percentage, like the first area, see area A, and then down near the bottom of area A, just above area 2, it says percent of the total potential. So when you get that whole page filled in, you'll know what the potential is for your total area. Then you can take the gentlemen, once you get the potential of your area, the total area, get that number, 5 million, let's say. Then you find out area A, the potential area A is 1 million. Then that number, it's the percent of the total potential, that number would be what? The potential of Area A is 1 million. The potential of your total is 5 million. 20%. That number should be 20%. Okay? Now, let's say if you've got a total sales of $1 million, total sales of $1 million, and in Area A, you've got $250,000 worth of sales. To the right of that, it says the total existing and expected sales. That's going to be 25%. So on the basis of your sales, 25% of your time ought to be there. On the basis of your potential, 20% of your time ought to be there. So what percentage are you going to use of your time to go into Area A?
Why don't you take the higher one, 25%?
Okay. I don't care. Yeah. You know, it's going to be somewhere between 20 and 25%.
Okay.
You know, so 22 and a half or whatever. You know, but, you know, if this is not something that has to be exact. It's just that you want to be spending your time where it makes sense to spend your time.